What's up, baby cakes? Y'all ever seen those little cute pop cans at the store? I'm not a big pop drinker. I haven't been since I was like, I don't know, let's call it 11 years old, pre-puberty. I was chugging down Dr. Peppers at my friend Jason Cromar's house in his basement, and his dad worked for Bubblicious Bubblegum. So in his basement, we were getting down on PlayStation 1, maybe PlayStation 2, can't remember. But there was a file cabinet. And in that file cabinet, in the very last row, the last drawer, you opened it up and guess what was in there? This is like every kid's fantasy. Just stacks and stacks and stacks of unreleased or brand new released to the public flavors of Bubblicious Bubblegum. Incredible. I got the very first sneak peek of what they were about to release to the public. God, hashtag blessed. Jesus. The fuck was I just talking about? I think it was pop. Yeah, so they have these little cans of pop, like 7 ounces, and I've been getting the sugar-free pop, and I don't know why I'm drinking pop all of a sudden, but it gives me such a surge, dude, like right in my plums, in my brain, and in my plums, and I get uplifted, I feel good. I think there's Asperger's in there, and I'm almost positive that ingredient that's in pop is the shit that is used to remove nail polish. So I haven't felt any negative side effects yet, but I'm sure if I keep going this route, probably gonna end up on a list. And I don't know what list that is. Let's just not even talk about it. All right, but I'm drinking this pop. It's delicious. Zero sugar. It's good. Shout out to you, Dr. Pepper. If you want to sponsor this podcast, that's cool. You can go ahead, give me a call, make a, you know, put a price on what you would like to, what you'd like to pay. I'll look it over. I'll give it to my management, which I don't have. And if they think it's mutually beneficial, we'll go ahead and sign the deal and we'll be in partnerships. All right. So without further ado, today's Sunday, right? And on Sundays, what your boy does is, besides being a piece of shit, is I watch football. A lot of football. A lot of football. A lot of laying around, a lot of football. And I'm in a fantasy league, as maybe most of you are as well, if the majority of my listeners are, let's call it, 18 to 40 and you're a male, I'm probably in a fantasy football league. All right. And I just want to say that everything I touch fucking breaks. So I apologize for all the injuries that occurred today. Deshaun Watson, I didn't touch you, but I had Nick Chubb and I started him for the first time ever. And then what happens? Deshaun Watson, his Achilles, and dude, I don't know why the NFL insists on doing this. That we all saw the injury, but then they will replay it, zoom in on where the injury happened, and just run it back in slow motion. So you literally saw Deshaun Watson's Achilles snap. Ooh, I mean, you saw it like in his calf and in his sock on the back of his leg. You saw like a big vibration, like movement, a lot of movement, but just in one instant. So it looked like like something snapped and then like unraveled in his leg. And they slowed it down and fucking showed that about 19,000 different times and 45 different angles and everything's in HD. So prayers to Deshaun Watson. I don't know. That sucks. The contract is even worse, though, that the Browns had on him. I don't know. We can look it up. It's ridiculous. It was like $93 million guaranteed for how many years? Maybe 4 years. And it's like, now he wasn't doing shit anyways on the Browns. And now he's injured, and may never play football again. But the Browns are going to have to eat that. So I want to look up what the exact contract was for Deshaun Watson. Ah, okay. I was a little off. Jesus Christ, man. If you're into football and you're listening to this, you're going to shit your pants if you don't fucking know it. Hell, even if you're not into football, listen to this, okay? Deshaun Watson, extension, contract, 2022 to 2026. Okay, Deshaun Watson signed a five-year, $230 million contract with the Cleveland Browns, which also includes a $44,965,000 signing bonus, $230 million guaranteed, and an average salary of $46 million. In 2024, Watson will earn a base salary of $1.2 million and a restructure bonus of $44 million while carrying a cap hit of $27 million and a dead cap value of $200 million. All right, there's a lot of numbers I just threw at you, okay? But I think what to get out of this is that he is guaranteed a $230 million. I said $90 million. That's like, what the fuck? So he's injured, okay? He just snapped his Achilles tendon. He's out. He's done. Indefinitely. Don't know, because he's up there in age. So we don't know if he's ever going to play again. The Browns have to eat that entire amount because they fucking paid him. That is crazy. Perhaps, and you're hearing it here first, I'm not sure if people have said this, but I'm going to say it, probably the worst contract in NFL history. I'm going to stick with that. I know there's some terrible ones out there. If you're listening to this and you know other ones, hit me up. Be happy to read that fucking, that insight. Happy to talk to you. Shit. The Curiosity Chamber at gmail.com, 847-219-2714. But I'm thinking this is going to be the worst contract in NFL history. That's a tough one. Shit, man. But yeah, okay. Yeah, Watson went down because I had Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb just came back from a blown out knee. Like, four things in his knees were just disgraceful, just unattended to. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read you my fantasy football team right now, okay? I'm in a league. I've been in a league for about like 15 years maybe with some buddies, and we all put in $100. Whoever wins the entire thing gets the whole pot. So this means a lot to me, all right? I'm fucking invested. Unfortunately, I have Anthony Richardson as my starting quarterback. I had to drop Donaldson because I was out of a quarterback and I just needed Anthony Richardson to go. And he's been putting up an average of like 5 points. He's terrible, but every fucking analyst you see, whether it be Yahoo, whether it be ESPN, is just praising this guy over and over and over again. Like, oh yeah, this is the week. No, he's not a bust yet. He's not a bust yet. I don't know why they're so on his nuts, but I mean, whenever I play him, it's 5 points. This week, he got 8 points. Wow. Amazing. Thank you. Jordan Mason is a running back I have. Tony Pollard, running back. Mike Evans, wide receiver. I got Godwin as well, wide receiver. That's a fucking dynamic duo. Love that. Engram, my tight end. He just came back last week, and he's getting some good catches, good numbers. Kenneth Walker III is a G. Oh my goodness, man. When he's healthy, he puts up some solid numbers. This week, I had the Commanders go on defense. Normally, I have the Bears. So, holla at your boy for a wonderful management acquisition right there. Picked up the Commanders. Had a touchdown, two interceptions, allowed 7 points. They brought in Big Daddy 22 points. That helps a lot. And Fairbairn is my kicker. Now, on the bench, I have Charbonnet, which is the backup running back to Kenneth Walker. I have Chris Olave, who hasn't done shit, and now he's injured, but just made a trade with my friend Dominic. And shout out to you, Dom. I know you think you're winning this bet, but you're not. It was Olave for Nick Chubb. I got Nick Chubb. He's getting my Olave. So, I don't know. He needs a wide receiver. I'll take a running back. All right, we're all good. Sutton is also on my bench. And my other running back is Jonathan Taylor. Not to be confused with Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement, the Wonder Boy, the beautiful child star at one point. And I'm not sure if he's heavy into drugs now, but I think that's what I read. So shout out to you, Jonathan Taylor and Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I hope you get on the right track if what I'm saying is true about you. Might not be. So sorry if I alleged. You know what? Fuck it. We got to look it up. I can't just say shit like that and then move on. I'm going to look up if Jonathan Taylor Thomas is addicted to drugs. Please hold. I owe an apology to Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I'm sorry. And I quote, let's see. I'd been going nonstop since I was 8 years old. I wanted to take a break and go to school and travel. So he's not on drugs. Maybe it was Zachary Ty Bryan, the other cast member. I know someone from Home Improvement was on drugs. And that's who it was, boys and girls. It was his co-star. It was the older brother, Zachary Bryan. Yeah, he's in a bit of some trouble. Yeah, Home Improvement star arrested. Charged with felony after February arrest in California. Driving under the influence. And since we're on that topic, how about Smoking Jay Cutler? Drinking Jay. He just recently got a DUI, I think last week, maybe a couple days ago. I think he tried to weasel his way out of that. He was talking to a cop. He's like, I'll give you $3,000. You know, if you let this go, I'm Jay Cutler. The cop wanted no part of it. He's like, fuck you. I don't care. You're going to jail. And dude, wouldn't that be hilarious if he's like, $3,000? That's what you want to give me? No, no, no. Hey, Jay, hit me on a post route. Here, I got this ball in my trunk. Here, I'm going to give you the ball. Just fucking hit me. I'm going to run 30 yards. Hit me with that bomb. That's all it would have taken. Instead of Jay Cutler's asking him, hey, can I give you $3K? And this never happened. I'm not wasted. You can go see Jay Cutler's mugshot. If you'd like, just type in Jay Cutler DUI. That should pop up. And yeah, a lot of wild shit happens in the NFL post career, man. A lot of CTE, right? That's unfortunate. Hope you get better, Jay Cutler. I mean, ever since that breakup with his ex-girlfriend, whatever. My other defense on my bench is the Bears, and let's go ahead and look at their position. Their position rank is number 4, so I'm sitting pretty there, and my record right now in this league is a good 500. I'm 4-4, looking like it's going to be a close one this week. Projected points for me is 118. Guy I'm going against, projected points is 115, so we shall see. Happy Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of your scoring leaders of today. Week 7. Mr. Gibbs, running back for Detroit. Jesus, man. 32 points. This guy went off against Minnesota. That was a good game. I was watching that. Fuck it. I watched all the games, dude. He had 116 yards on 15 carries. He had 2 touchdowns. And then for receiving, he had 4 receptions for 44 yards. 4 targets. Caught all of them. Because he is the beneficiary of... Shit, I forgot what his name was, man. But it's the other running back on Detroit. Montgomery, I think is who it is. He used to be on the Bears. Yeah, that's who it was. Montgomery went down, so Gibbs got the majority of it. And he went off. So good for you. He was the number one star so far, because there's still a game tonight and Monday. Saquon Barkley went off against his old team, New York Giants. Holy shit, man. You want to talk about a revenge game? This dude was running mean. He was bullying the shit out of people, dude. He said, fuck you, New York. I'm never coming back. Blah. He would lower that shoulder and just send the dude 15 yards. He's like, I don't give a shit, man. I eat my Wheaties. That was cool. Let's see. He was projected to have 19 points. He ended up with 26.7. How many yards did you have, buddy? I know you was well over 100. 17 carries, 176 yards. Mama mia. And that is the most yards by any running back this week. 176 yards, one touchdown. He had two receptions for 11 yards and three targets. So he dropped one. After Saquon was Joe Mixon. He had 26 points. He went off too. They played the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay was wearing some pretty tight uniforms, all white. I guess it's called like the pre-snow or like expect the snow uniforms, because we are in October and those are our neighbors up north. I'm in Illinois, and them cheeseheads going to get ready for some snow real soon. I mean, it was probably like 80 degrees today, no lie. And next week, it could be snowing. Could be a blizzard next week. That's the type of shit that we're in right now. It's very turbulent out in this mother trucker. So keep that in mind. Who else have we got? Javonte Williams. I know one of my buddies in the league had him. Sat his ass because he didn't expect anything good to happen. And he went off. He had 88 yards. He had two touchdowns, three receptions, 23 yards. Had about 26 points fantasy. So good looking out. Amon-Ra St. Brown. This guy's a G. He speaks full German. I think his mom is German. There's a wonderful show on Netflix. And I think it's called Wide Receiver One. I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong. Definitely on Netflix, though. I'm not getting that wrong. And there was a show before that. That was all about the quarterbacks. It was called QB1, if I'm not getting it wrong. It's, you know, something along those lines. But it would go in depth about, like, it would, a camera would follow them in their personal life, like, to see what recovery was like, what their family was like, their home life, their kids, what they would do on practice days, and then, like, it would show the season and how the team has progressed over time, and then it would go into the playoffs, and some of the teams made it to the playoffs, some of the teams made it to the Super Bowl, and in which the individuals played for. So I don't, it was pretty cool, man. It's pretty dope. If you're gonna watch it, I'm not gonna say what happens exactly. I mean, everyone knows what happened. It's from last year, the quarterbacks, so you already know the outcome of it, but you don't know what players are being followed, so I'm not even gonna say it. But they had one for the wide receivers as well, and that was pretty dope. Boy, oh boy, Jeepers here. Yeah, everything I touch, man. Is anyone else with their fantasy team, like, you have a stacked team. You think you have a stacked team. You're like, all right, I got this week. This week's gonna be a fucking blowout, dude. The other team might as well start Aaron Hernandez, because it's pointless. I'm gonna destroy you. I'm gonna dominate you. And then that week comes. Then Sunday's here. And after the first hour, you kind of see how things are playing out. And you look at the matchup, the team you're going against, and every single fucking player is having the best goddamn day of his career. Just like 14 touchdowns, 7,000 yards. You know, his running back is playing quarterback all of a sudden. He's throwing touchdowns. You know, he's like making field goals, and this can't just be an occurrence to me. Like, please let me know that it happens against you as well, and it's not just me. For example, a couple weeks ago, I'm playing against Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, up to that point, wasn't doing shit, all right? It was the Lamar Jackson show. Comes against me, all of a sudden, oh yeah, Baltimore Ravens are suddenly like, oh, dude, we have Derrick Henry? You put him in. Like, he could probably get touchdowns, right? So they just start ramping him up, giving King Henry the goddamn ball. And this guy goes for fucking like 120 yards. Dude, you know what? It was 199 yards and three touchdowns. That's what it was. And that was like his breakout game. So thanks. That was against me. And that shit always happens against me. But nonetheless, I'm 4-4. I'm feeling pretty confident, pretty happy. If you're going to make the playoffs in our league, you got to be at least 500, give or take a game behind. It's fine. So I'm sitting pretty right now. It's not yet like you need to win this week, so I'm chilling. I'm in another league that's called the Guillotine League, and that's some fun shit, dude. It was $50 up front, I think. Everyone's got to pay $50. There were 16 teams. And if you are the team that comes in last in points, you get chopped. You get guillotined. So you don't make it to the next week if you get eliminated. That's it. Your money's gone. You're done. Get the fuck out of here. What happens to your players is they all become free agents. So then there's a bidding war. And it's a blind bid, so you get one chance to place a bid, and everyone's doing it blind. So, for example, someone gets eliminated, all right? His best player was CD Lamb, so he's a free agent now. Now, I think it's on Wednesday. Everyone gets the chance to make a bid, so you don't want to bid too high because everyone starts off with $1,000, and that money does not come back. Once you spend it, it's spent, so you got to be... You got to be calculated with this shit. CeeDee Lamb's pretty good, all right? So how much you betting, right? Like, if I bet $298, all right, I lost out to someone that bid $789. But now that guy doesn't have a lot of money for the rest of the season, and he could have bid $300 and still won him, but he didn't know what I was going to bid, you see? So it's pretty fun, man. You got to use your brain, your noggin. A lot of injuries. Everyone's team by the end of this shit, there's 10 teams left. So when you start getting into late December, everybody's team is going to be stacked. Everybody's team. So what it's going to come down to, in my belief, is injuries. So have a stacked team and just pray to the football gods. This is the first time I'm doing a guillotine league. It's pretty hilarious. It's fun. I got two other friends in it as well. We're all still alive. Six teams got cut. We're still strong. So, but yeah, let's leave it there, boys and girls. Shit. If you enjoyed this football, fantasy football talk, maybe I'll do a couple more on Sunday, but the game is about to start. Who do we got? Who do we got tonight? I know it's the Jets. Who are the Jets playing? Jets. You're all probably screaming at me right now because you know the answer. Well, I don't. Jets at Steelers. And Aaron Rodgers just got his boy Devontae Adams back. Let's see that connection, right? Let's see how that works out. All of a sudden, Devontae Adams isn't injured. He was injured the last 14 weeks in fucking Oakland or Las Vegas, wherever they play now. Now all of a sudden he gets traded to the Jets. He's perfectly fine. You're going to see that man running some routes like you've never seen before. But shit, it's 7:20 out here in Central Time, which means kickoff is about to start, about to go down. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Also, real quick, the Steelers are playing. What the fuck is his name? It's coming to me. Hold on. They just sat Fields and... What is his name, man? Fields. Yeah, Russell Wilson. That's who. Sorry. Escaped my mind because he should not be starting in my mind. Coach Mike Tomlin has fully acknowledged that he has a quarterback decision to make in week 7 and Russell Wilson will be going. So, all right. There you have it. Let's see how it goes. All right. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one. Peace. I say the Jets are going to win. Jets, Jets, Jets. Welcome to the Curiosity Chamber.